This is Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by the Iowa Soybean Association. They're driven to deliver opportunities and results for Iowa's 40,000 soybean farmers. Visit iasoybeans.com to learn more. I'm Dustin Huffman. Well, theoretically, in 8 days, it should be all over. Of course, I'm talking about the current election cycle. We should soon know who our representatives will be in Washington and in Des Moines, and we should hopefully know who the new president will be as well. I say that last part with all the hope I can muster because, unless there's a surprise that comes with an obvious gap in the votes, we could be in for another cantankerous couple of days and weeks ahead. We're not the only ones watching the presidential elections with any kind of concern, especially in the ag sector. We'll talk more about that next.
Hey there, Iowa. Ready to hit the road with fuel as dependable as our farmers? Choosing biodiesel, made right here in Iowa from our own soybeans, supports our local farmers and helps keep our air clean. From farms to freeways, choosing better, cleaner, now biodiesel fuels progress while preserving our environment. Drive with purpose. Drive with biodiesel. Visit iasoybeans.com to learn more. This message is brought to you by the Iowa Soybean Association and powered by the Soybean Checkoff.
No matter what the outcome is in a couple of days, we will have a new president sitting into the White House. And when it comes to ag trade, well, and trade in general, we're not the only ones watching the situation. Other countries are wondering who they'll be dealing with for the next 4 years. Not only does that concern the foreign relations aspect of our standing on the world stage, but also means it could be an interesting trade climate. We're currently operating with a trade deficit, and whoever sits in the office in January is going to have to address this situation. Greg McBride is a commodity broker with Allendale, and he talks about the fact that we're seeing more grain purchases happening ahead of the elections because they're not sure who they're going to be dealing with. Greg McBride is a commodity broker with Allendale, and he talked with us this morning on the Opening Market podcast about the fact that we're seeing those few more grain purchases.
Yeah, definitely. That is the real million-dollar question at this point. What happens in a week from tomorrow with the election? And we know that from what we've heard from the Trump side, if he wins, he is going right back into that tariff situation, trying to balance out trade with all of our all of our trade partners, whether it's China, the EU, whoever. And tariffs are the road that he's chosen to go on. And we saw that before. If you look back at 18 and 19, the damage that did to prices, and that's got people a little bit scared. So you may see things where they try and get some of these purchases done ahead of that, maybe increase tariffs later on down the road. Don't hurt them as bad, but that is something to be watching. So this is definitely some kind of uncharted territory as we walk into this election in 8 days.
Now, on the livestock side of things, the concern isn't as large with what the trade implications could be with the presidential elections. We've had some tricky trade situations all year long. What they are watching closely is what is it going to mean for domestic demand for proteins. We've seen the meat sector hold very strong because of the fact that consumer demand has remained very high.
Yeah, we have. We started out the year with very good pork demand, and that's kind of waned off a little bit there for a while. It's come back a little bit, but the last couple of weeks haven't been so good. Beef demand just kind of plods along pretty well, but overall, domestic usage has been very good for bulls to go here. Now, that could change. Obviously, you could see something happen after this election. That's the big wild card over the next week and the next couple of months as we prepare for a brand new president, regardless of which side wins.
It all comes to a head next Tuesday, November the 5th, and hopefully we'll be a little more clear-headed on what we're going to be seeing going into the next 4 years. For Profit Matters, I'm Dustin Huffman. Have a great day.